You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need more, or if you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and thank you for listening. Especially to everybody listening on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Thank you to everybody listening in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, people tuned in on SiriusXM Channel 158, and even a smart speaker. You want to be smart? You want to call us up? It's simple. The number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also contact us. Contact me. I am at JR Sport Brief. It's good to be hanging out here with you on a Monday night, rolling into Tuesday morning. We'll be here for two more hours. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's been a night of legends. We've talked about Serena Williams advancing in the U.S. Open. We've talked about Albert Pujols and his 694th home run. And then we talked about Tom Brady. And in a few minutes, we're going to talk about Tom Brady being at the top of the NFL's 100 list, which means the NFL players voted Tom Brady the best player in the entire league heading into the 2022 season. And then we'll talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. His ass ain't great like some of the legends that I just named, but Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be sticking around with the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, we all thought that he would be traded. Not so fast. Before I move on to this NFL top 100 player list, let's pay homage to some greatness. How about the Cincinnati Reds losing? No big surprise here. The Cardinals beat them 13-4. But the big story, Albert Pujols continues on his second half tear, hitting his 694th home run, two away from tying Alex Rodriguez and six away from hitting 700. Take a listen. This took place on the Cardinals radio network.
And the next pitch to Albert is hit high and deep to right field. Backing up to the track, looking up, and it's gone! Home run, Albert Pujols! Number 694. And he took it the other way.
Greatness. Albert Pujols, 42 years old, batting 400 here in the second half of the season. What a way to go out on top. Serena Williams. Let's go from Cincinnati, where Albert Pujols played tonight with the Cards. Let's go to Queens, New York, right next door to Citi Field. Let's go to the U.S. Tennis Center. Serena Williams. She didn't lose tonight. Serena Williams, everybody and their mother was in attendance to see her. Everybody from Francisco Lindor to Bill Clinton to Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was in attendance to see Serena Williams tonight. And oh yeah, she was 1-4 in tennis matches entering tonight. She didn't lose. They had a ceremony before, they had a ceremony after, and she won 6-3, 6-3. Beating Danka Kovinic of Montenegro, she's moving on. Serena is not done, even though she talked about afterwards how difficult it's going to be. Take a listen.
Very hard decision, because I think when you're passionate about something and you love something so much, it's always hard to like walk away. Sometimes I think it's harder to walk away than to not. And that's been the case for me. And so I've been trying to decide for a little while what to do.
Well, at least we know we get one more match from Serena Williams on Wednesday. Not a male tennis player, not another female tennis player has had the impact on and off the court for the game of tennis that Serena Williams has had. Greatness. Serena Williams getting ready to turn 41 years old. Albert Pujols, 42 years old. And then we know there's Tom Brady, 45 years old, getting ready to go for another title. Tom Brady was away due to personal reasons for about 2 weeks away from Bucs camp. Tom Brady, over the past month, has had to deal with rumors. Oh, well, years ago, he was potentially going to the Raiders, and then the Dolphins were tampering, and then there were still stories about him trying to end his career with the Niners. Tom Brady, in talking to the media for the first time in about a month, he said, "Damn it, there was never another place I would have rather been than Tampa Bay."
I read all these stories about all these different places I was supposed to go or could have gone, and I'm like, I only was going to go to, you know, one place, which was here. I think this whole organization knows that, and all the conversations that we've had over a period of time, I chose the right place for me.
Yeah, well, yeah, he had a choice. His choice worked out. He went to Tampa, and he won a Super Bowl. And let's not forget, even throughout the course of that season, there were times where Tom Brady did not look all that great. He was getting chewed out by Bruce Arians publicly, not something that he was used to with Bill Belichick in New England. And people were calling Tom Brady washed, and they still won the Super Bowl. Damn it, they were two steps away last year. But we know, almost doesn't count. Second place doesn't count. Third place doesn't count. Fourth place doesn't count. Fifth place doesn't count. And despite the Buccaneers losing to the playoffs to the eventual Super Bowl champions with the Rams, Tom Brady ended up at number one, numero uno, on the NFL's top 100 list. If you're not familiar with the NFL's top 100 list, where have you been for the past, I don't know, let's say 10 years? They started this list pretty much a decade ago. It's voted on by NFL players. These NFL players are tasked with looking at the prior season and voting on who they seem or who they find to be the best player in the league. This is something that has historically taken place with players voting. This is odd. I'm just giving you the facts all the way from November through April. And so NFL players have an opportunity to look at what's going on through the current season, all the way through the postseason. They have an opportunity to put those names out there. And so for this year, it was revealed on Sunday night that the NFL players voted Tom Brady at 45 years old. That's still the best player in the league. He threw for 5,300 yards last season, had 43 touchdowns, and oh yeah, Tom Brady didn't win the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, he can't do it every year. And he's the only guy to have been voted number one multiple times. 2011, 2017, 2018. And again, this season, he's also the only guy to be voted number one in back-to-back years, 17 and 18. And so let me give you a quick rundown here of the players, of their selection. People always say the players should vote. The media shouldn't vote for this. The players should vote this and that. At number one, Tom Brady. At number two, Aaron Donald. At number three, Aaron Rodgers. The NFL players voted Cooper Kupp the fourth best player in the league. At number five, Jonathan Taylor. No King Henry injury last year. Jonathan Taylor's at number five. 20 total touchdowns, 1,800 rushing yards. T.J. Watt, him and his 22 and a half sacks was six. Davante Adams, seven. Patrick Mahomes, he fell to eight. Jalen Ramsey was nine. Travis Kelce was number 10. Now, I just named you 10 players voted by players as the 10 best in the entire league. Couple of guys missing, no. Couple of quarterbacks missing, no. Maybe not. Couple of names, I don't know. Where does Josh Allen fall? According to the NFL players, Josh Allen is the 13th best player in the league. Okay, number 13. Well, if you want to think more about other quarterbacks, Micah Parsons, he ain't a quarterback, but he's at 16. Linebacker. You got to keep on going quite a way for someone like Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson isn't even in the next set. Where the hell is Josh Allen? I'm still at a loss. Joe Burrow is at 21. Here's the deal. These lists are put together just to garner attention, just to get people talking, just to have folks out here running their yaps. It's basically put together so people talk about the NFL, like what the hell we're doing right now, this minute, this second. And if you want information about these lists, let me fill you in. The closest information we have from the NFL was from the NFL Network in 2013. Only 481 players voted. Let me say that again. This is 2013. This is the only stats and numbers that we have. And this was a decade ago. Only 481 players voted. That's only about a third of the league. And this is how the list gets put together. Players are only asked to rank their top 20 players. That's it. So they're not asking you to go ahead and list 1 through 100. They're asking you for your top 20 players in the league. The person that you put down at number one, they're allocated 20 points. And then number two gets 19. Number three gets 18 points, etc. And all of that gets added up and boom, you end up with a top 100 list. Now, if you only have a third of the league voting, I guess that is an accurate, that's an accurate enough count. What the other two-thirds think, I don't think it's going to skew too much, but you're not getting full participation. That's the first thing. And then second of all, what's the criteria? Oh, is the NFL saying, hey, list your top 20 guys according to stats? Or is this just who you think the best of the best is? And if you got to think about the best of the best, players are going to put down everybody. They're going to put their own teammates down. They're going to put their friends down. You know, I have personally seen reports where you got players filling out ballots and these things are incomplete. They're putting names multiple times. And so as many times as instances, especially when it comes down to, you know, Pro Football Hall of Fame or MVP this, where people scream and yell, fans shouldn't have a vote. And media should not have a vote. The players should have a vote. And when it comes to these things, don't draw too much into it. Everybody should have some type of say-so. The media should. The players should. And then, damn it, depending on how you want to weigh it, you know, give the fans a choice as well. Everybody's going to skew in a different direction. You know, somebody said Derek Jeter. Oh, only one guy said Derek Jeter, not a Hall of Famer. Well, what the hell was that guy smoking? Come on. There's always going to be an outlier. There's always going to be people who do not participate. You want to talk about the NFL and its top 100 list? Voted on by its own players, you had a good portion of NFL players who did not participate in voting on their own collective bargaining agreement in 2020. And so you want to tell me about a top 100 list? You want to tell me about a top 10 list of NFL players that doesn't even include someone like Josh Allen in the top 10? It's a whole lot of nonsense. And so, yes, Josh Allen not being on the top 10 made no sense. In a general sense, A.J. Terrell not even being on the top 100 based on his play last season, it doesn't make sense. And so we can all drive deep and dig deep and complain about who made it, who didn't make it. It's a top 100 list. It's a top 10 list. To get people talking. And the criteria for it is not clear. The NFL players don't even vote on their own CBA. and they're supposed to be trusted with, well, just name your top 10 players. Yeah, Tom Brady is number one. And you can make an argument for that. You can easily say Aaron Donald is the best player in the NFL right now for this upcoming season. You can look at T.J. Watt, who was even hurt for a portion of last year and still had 22 and a half sacks. Don't get too caught up in who's on the list and who's not on the list, because a lot of it doesn't make sense. And keep this in mind. Yeah, there's a good portion of the players who did not participate, and there's a good portion of the players who did participate, and they just put down any damn thing. It's great entertainment for the NFL Network, and it's a great talking point for everybody, including me. I'm going to take your phone calls when we come back on the other side. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The NFL players, they say Tom Brady is the best in the league, flat and period, even moving into his age 45 season. What do you think about Tom Brady being number one? What do you think about this list? I'll take your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I even got my wife into listening to you, man. You know, like when I come home at night, she already have you on, like walking the house. I'm getting out the car, and, you know, and then I'm walking in the house and I'm still hearing you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Sunday night, the NFL Network, I should say, decided to release it's a list of the top 100 players in the league. They boiled it down to the top 10, which was revealed this past Sunday night. This is a list voted on by the players. The players put this together. It's not the fans. It's not the media. It's a group of your peers. And who did they vote as number one? Happened to be Tom Brady. The players are tasked with looking at the past season, looking at this upcoming season and saying, who the hell is number one? Who is numero uno? The voting in the NFL, from what we know, takes place from November through April. And so players have a wide window to submit their votes, and it goes all the way through the postseason. Brady was one. Aaron Donald was two. Aaron Rodgers was three. Cooper Kupp was four. Jonathan Taylor, five. T.J. Watt, 6, Devontae Adams, 7, Patrick Mahomes, 8, Jalen Ramsey, 9, Travis Kelce, 10. Josh Allen was number 13. Lamar Jackson, he was number 36, I guess due to the injury. It was only two seasons ago that Lamar Jackson was number 1. Last year, Lamar Jackson was number 24. And so I told you, look, based on numbers that we do know, 10 years ago, only a third of the players in the NFL voted on this list. And there are plenty of rumors about guys just throwing their teammates' names onto the list, players putting guys on there more than once. It's just they're asked with ranking their top 20 players. That's it. Is this an exact science? No. Are you going to get close to some of the best? Yes. But there's not a damn thing perfect about this list. It's nothing to get up in arms about. But there are some questionable postings. So I wouldn't be too ridiculous or bothered about it. I'm going to take your calls. What do you think about the list? What do you think about Brady being at number one? It's a decent conversation starter. 855-212-4CBS. Jake, of course, he's calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jake?
Hey, how you doing tonight, JR?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to talk about Josh Allen getting bumped from number 10 to number 13 this year. I think it has a lot to do with the statistical downgrade that we saw out of him, but I still think he's a top 10 quarterback when you look at him with the eye test, at least.
Oh, absolutely. He's one of the best quarterbacks, and obviously this list doesn't just take into account quarterbacks, but it takes into account every single player in the league. And I don't think you'd find a defensive coordinator. I don't think you'd find a defensive lineman, a linebacker, a corner. Maybe quite a few cornerbacks who have been dropped by Josh Allen. I don't think you find too many people who says, "Oh, well, he's not one of the better quarterbacks." So, absolutely. But I don't think Josh Allen cares. I think Josh Allen is ready to kind of take that next step towards a Super Bowl.
That's what we love about him over here.
Yeah. Nah, I know he's beloved up in Buffalo. He's perfect for the city. And thank you, Jake, for calling up. Buffalo Bills got a gem. Buffalo Bills actually have a quarterback who every single season has improved. They have a quarterback who is actually – he gives to the community. And not just for what he does on the football field. And the community, in turn, has given to him. He's great. I think it's tough to say, oh, well, he's going to win a Super Bowl. I think the odds are in Josh Allen's favor that when his career is all said and done, that he walks away with a ring. And it's something that Buffalo, the city of Buffalo, deserves. Certainly. Edwin, he's calling from Silver Springs, Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Edwin, you're live. Oh, Edwin is shy. What a shame. Chance is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thank you. You know, you kind of talked me off the edge with this top 100 because I was, you know, I love the NFL so much. You know, I watch everything about it. But it was just kind of hard to take it seriously. You know, I kind of look at the top, you know, 100 players as if I was a general manager of the NFL. Who would I take? And you know, I would take quarterbacks probably 1 through 10, and then I'd probably get the receiver. And then, you know, just because offense is so important to the game, Jonathan Taylor probably wouldn't go. If we're being realistic, let's just say there's, you know, a make-believe world where we do a super draft, right? Jonathan Taylor probably isn't in the top 50 picks. He just probably isn't. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because running back is such a position that you can replace. And it's just running back probably won't go in the first round ever again. I mean, you know, we've seen mistake after mistake with Ezekiel Elliott. And, you know, I could name a couple others, but it just – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm. You said I had to. I'm glad I talked you over the edge. What were you gonna do? Like, you weren't gonna have a heart attack about this list, were you?
No, I'm just a junkie for the league. But I didn't. I guess I took it too serious, and you kind of talked me down. Look, I got one question. Trayvon Diggs and Stephon Diggs, right? They're brothers. They're blood brothers, biological brothers. There is not a general manager in the league that would not rather have Stephon Diggs over Trayvon Diggs. So this list is kind of irrelevant, and it's just kind of corny. I think it's a popularity contest or, you know, Johnny come lately type thing. No one would take Trayvon over Stephon Diggs.
I mean, it depends on what the hell you want, and that's the point. It's not a draft. You know, this list is not a draft or who you would draft or who you'd build a future around. I mean, Tom Brady is number one. You know, if you're asking, hey, you need a quarterback to just win one game, you know, you can go for a variety of guys. Maybe you go for Tom Brady. If you go, hey, who's the best guy that you want to build your team around for the next 5 years? And obviously Tom Brady wouldn't be there. So I'm glad I walked. Go ahead, Chance.
Thank you for not cutting me off. I mean, I think the list is called the top 100 players in the league. And I just think it's, you know, it's kind of counterfeit when you have Mahomes at 8. Oh my God, Patrick Mahomes is at 8. He'd probably go number one in any sort of draft.
Slow down, Chance, because we can go this forever. So here's your chance. Here's your opportunity. NFL players voted on this list. What the hell do you have to say to the NFL players? Go for it.
And, you know, I just think they're kind of forced to do this. It's probably a contract thing.
Chance, it's not. They have an option to do it. Nobody forces them to. Nobody holds a gun to their head and say, hey, fill it out, top 100. They have a chance to vote for their top 20 players. What would you, Chance from Alabama, say to the NFL players about their lists?
I would say this. Any tight end out there, any wide receiver out there, any corner out there, the greatest of the greats at your position, right? The best tight ends in the league, the best corners in the league, you are nothing without a great quarterback. You can be the best at your position, but if you do not have that guy at quarterback, your team sucks.
Okay. Well, I'll get it. Quarterback should occupy the top 10 spots on the list. Okay. That's reasonable. Maybe if the NFL wanted to be a little bit more straightforward, maybe they would ask for individual positions. Maybe the NFL would say, hey, rank the top players here by position. Maybe they would get a different result. Maybe we'd have more clarity about what NFL players think. They're going by individual guys. Very simple here. Andrew is calling from Louisiana. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, what's up, JR? I called you 2 years ago, and we were talking about the future of the league. And a name that got brought up a lot was Drew Lock. And my response to that was that I said that Geno Smith was the future of the league. And look at him now. He is the starter over Drew Lock. So, I mean, you tried to clown me and everything you could, but I was right. So I just need to know your opinion on that.
You just served me up one of the dumbest calls here. What year is this? Of 2022, Andrew.
Hey, check your mentions, JR.
No, Andrew, I want you to repeat what you just said to me about Geno Smith. Just say it again.
He's the future of the league.
Well, thank you, Andrew. I can't even take that serious. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls here about this NFL and its list. We're going to get into Jimmy Garoppolo, someone who's taking a pay cut. Yes, Jimmy Garoppolo is not going a damn place. He's sticking around with the 49ers. We'll explain. We'll talk to you. We'll do oh so much more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I appreciate listening to you every night, man, at work, man. It gives me some joy, and I appreciate all your insight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. In a few minutes, we have to talk about a trade that is not going to take place. No, it doesn't have anything to do with Russell Westbrook and the Los Angeles Lakers, although that is still a trade that might take place. It certainly won't include Kyrie Irving at this point. Well, we're going to talk about Jimmy Garoppolo because he is not going anywhere. He's sticking around with the San Francisco 49ers, and I want to talk about him at the top of the hour. We do have some callers here who have some thoughts and opinions on the NFL's top 100 list, which is voted on by the players, and the fact that Tom Brady is sitting there at number one. Yeah, NFL players voted Tom Brady as the number one player in the league for the 2022 season. Yeah, one of the callers was upset. He's like, oh, thank you, JR, for helping to talk me off of a ledge. He's like, oh, Tom Brady at number one, and it should be all quarterbacks at the top 10. It's like, listen, man, these players are just filling things out. I wouldn't go too crazy about NFL players filling this out because as far as we know, the last time we had a record on this, only a third of players voted anyway. Guys are filling out multiple names. It's a popularity contest. There ain't no exact science to this. A.J. Terrell is one of the best cornerbacks in the game. A.J. Terrell did not make the list at all for the top 100 players. Why? Because the Falcons stink? Come on, Josh Allen was ranked at number 13th. What does that matter at the end of the day? We know he's one of the best quarterbacks in the game. It's partially a popularity contest, and it's partially, let me just throw famous names out there. The NFL players are asked, hey, just rank your top 20 players. That's it. I'm sure half of these guys don't even fill it out all the way to 20. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls, and then we'll get to Jimmy G. Bob is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm glad I wasn't after the Geno Smith guy. I was still chuckling.
Yeah, well, what do you think he's doing? You think he's smoking something good, or what do you think he's doing?
This time of night, I hope he is.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
My question to your producer was, who was the first offensive lineman picked? You know, people were talking about how, you know, it's all about the quarterback, but Al Davis used to build his team around first offensive lineman and then wide receivers, because if you've got a running game that's working and your quarterback has enough time to hit 50% of your passes, you're going to have a good team. So do you notice any blockers on the list?
Yes, there are. And unfortunately, speaking of the Raiders, yeah, God bless the soul of Al Davis, but you know, some of the recent offensive linemen have some issues with penalties, but I digress. Yes, Trent Williams was the highest rated or ranked player at number 14.
Okay.
And no big surprise when the 49ers, and yeah, we'll talk about Jimmy G, the 49ers just gave this guy a $138 million deal. Quentin Nelson, the guard who doesn't allow a damn sack at all for the Colts, he was ranked at number 28. And so they were your linemen right there.
Yeah, you know, when Peyton Manning went to Denver to get his Super Bowl ring, he took his center, Jeff Saturday, with him. And after a few neck surgeries, you know, he wanted to have his own man there. So
yeah.
I get a kick out of it. You know, Lindy's Pro Football Annual picked my Lions as the number one offensive line in football. But the five starters never took one snap in together last year because of injuries and all. But so I was just curious. And one last thing, in 1938, Mel Hine, a center, was the MVP of the league. So
yeah,
if you were power-ranking people, those other positions are very important.
Well, we are a long-ass way from 1938. Did you watch,
yes.
Bob, did you watch that? Did you watch a 1938?
No, but I like to read about
okay.
The old days.
Okay. Well, me too. Like 30 and 40 years ago. And 50 and 60 is good
mm-hmm.
for me. But I don't know about that 38. I appreciate you, though.
All right. Yeah, I love your show. Bye now.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you for calling from Michigan. Yeah, speaking of the Lions, man. It can't be ass forever, right? They have to eventually turn things around. Not with Goff, though. I don't think it'll be with Goff, but I mean.
He's not the future of the league, JR?
What, the Lions?
No, Jared Goff.
Oh, well. I think he's peaked. I think we saw his peak, and he got paid. He got paid handsomely for it, and now he plays for the Lions. So if I was Jared Goff, I wouldn't complain too much. Not at all. Dan is calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dan?
Hi there, JR. Like the show. I think Chance in Alabama is missing the point on something. This is a team game, and just like a previous caller goes, you know, in Chicago, where somebody once said quarterbacks go to die, if you don't have the people blocking for them, they don't have a chance. Justin Fields supposedly has all the talent in the world. But the Bears haven't had a good offensive line since 1983. If you remember, right before the season started last year, I called in and told you that they need to prepare Justin Fields for the beating he's going to take. And a couple weeks later, he went into Cleveland, and look at what happened.
Well, we can thank his we can thank his offensive line and his head coach at the time, who was complete trash. Yes.
Yeah, and my point simply is this: you can have the best quarterback in the world, if he doesn't have time to throw the ball, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well,
he's going to be trash.
I think we all agree with that. At the same time, I think it's also for a team game where we know you got to send out 35 guys and get the best of them. Everyone operates as a unit. You have to operate in sync. It doesn't matter what position group you're talking about. It's like an orchestra, and the quarterback is leading the way for the offense, and typically the middle linebacker is helping to lead that way for the defense. We know that. But I think there's nothing wrong, and we do it all the time. We appreciate the individual talents of certain players, of said players. And I think taking a look at a list of the top 100 is something that is supposed to do it. But even from the participants, the players who vote, it's kind of half-assed, you know?
Yeah, but back in the day, I wonder if Anthony Munoz would have even caught a vote in something like
that. Yeah, well, Trent Williams, I just told you Trent Williams was here at 14, so there's an appreciation and understanding of the offensive lineman, absolutely.
It just boggles my mind sometimes when people take this stuff and take it to another level where it was never intended to go.
Well, I think the key thing is to not take it too seriously. I think we could agree on that, Dan.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You don't need to take it too seriously, but at the same point in time, sometimes common sense needs to be used.
Oh, well, Dan. I got to fill you in on something. You ready for this?
I know common sense is a weed that doesn't grow in everybody's garden.
I was going to say something even simpler. People are going to get two cliches in 30 seconds. Common sense ain't so common, Dan. We know that, too.
Well, I'd like to think I have it.
You might, but I think it might run maybe like the NFL players who voted. Maybe one in every three. So we'll see, Dan. Appreciate you, man.
All right, thank you.
No doubt about it. I love Dan. Dan was a cool guy. Come on. I never heard that one about growing in the garden. I didn't hear that one before. Sharif, he's calling from Houston, Texas. Go ahead, Sharif.
How you doing, J.R.? Long time.
I'm excellent.
This is the first time calling.
Thank you for calling. What's up?
Question. I mean, in response to what was said about the receiver not being anything about a great quarterback, I just always had a question about those yards. Why is it that the quarterbacks get credit for all the yards? I mean, not just the yards they throw the ball in the air to the receiver, but also the yak yards. Why don't they, like, divvy that up? As far as the quarterback gets credit for the yards he actually threw the ball, and then the yak yards, and, of course, the yards that they ran before all go to the receiver. If the quarterback throws the touchdown into the end zone, you get credit for that touchdown. But if you throw a 10-yard route and he takes it 80 more yards, I don't think you should get credit for that 80 yards in that touchdown. That should go to the receiver.
Well, let me tell you something. You thinking real hard about this, Sharif. I mean, damn. You really thinking hard about this. Someone has mentioned that in the past. I've only heard that one other time by someone else. I think they actually called me about it. So let me answer you. I'm going to say this again. You thinking real hard about it. And second of all, why does a quarterback also have those yards added? Why does yards after catch, why is that included? Because it's a team game. And there's a strategy involved from the quarterback's perspective as to, who do I want to give the ball to? Where am I going to have the most success? The quarterback still has to deliver him the ball. The quarterback still has to evaluate before the ball is even snapped who's going to have the best chance to go ahead and get me some yards. If I got Tyreek Hill out there on one side, and hypothetically speaking, got Tyreek Hill on one side, and I'm going to throw out a different name. I got Megatron on the other side if he was still playing. You know, it's no different than saying, oh, my God, I'm at the 5-yard line. My back is against my own 5-yard line, and I need to just get down the field. Am I going to give the ball straight away to Tyreek, or am I going to give it to Megatron? If I'm trying to score and I'm in the red zone and I need a jump ball scenario, am I going to give it to Tyreek, or do I think I'm going to have more success with Calvin?
With Megatron.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's part of the reason, but it's a team game. And so, hey, you got to connect with the guy, and that's half the job is getting him the ball.
All right. I just wanted to get that thought out there, but I sure appreciate the time.
Of course, Sharif. Thank you for calling from Houston. Yeah, it ain't a thought that I've ever, put into. Like, why is the quarterback getting credit for yards if the receiver is the one running after? I mean, okay. So if a wide receiver, and we don't see it a lot, but if he's, I don't know. That, hey, Shep, what do you think about that? Any thoughts?
In terms of what, the disparity between receivers and?
No, like quarterbacks getting, credit for yards after the catch when it comes to passing.
I mean, really, you said it. It starts and ends with the quarterback in terms of yak and all that. I think that's an overrated stat because really it comes down to the schematics that the offensive coordinator is putting the quarterback in. And I think it's the quarterback that understands what the defense is doing in the first place. I think quarterbacks are the most valuable position in all of team sports. And it's that simple. It's why there's only three receivers in the top, top 20. There's like 10 who are quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the quarterback is, and you, if you're a smart quarterback, You're making the decision there as to who to get the ball to and where. And a smart quarterback will put the receiver in a position to go ahead and accumulate those yards in the first place. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk Jimmy G, and someone else is chasing history. I'll tell you on the other side.